They were referred to as the Hidden Army.
Many of these women came from walks of life not previously considered. The mothers, the young, the aged.
The 18 million women who filled Department of Defense and support jobs during World War II. Their nickname was Rosie the Riveter, named after the wartime propaganda that featured a muscular work shirt wearing woman named Rosie. She sported a red polka dot bandana, had her sleeve rolled up, and arm curled with a fist, her face fixed with determination. That poster was used to recruit women to take jobs once filled by men.
I've been asked, did I ever imagine that Rosie the Riveter would become such an icon? I said, we didn't do it for rewards or honors. We did it to save our country.
That's the voice of 98-year-old May Cryer. She was just 17 when she and her sister left their hometown in North Dakota to go to Seattle, Washington to work at Boeing. Her job was to put rivets on B-17 and B-29 bombers.
And they teach us how to drill holes and how to rivet and how to buck that rivet. And after 2 weeks' time, we went right into the factory building these huge bombers. And we were good. Sometimes we were much better than the men. But we didn't get the same pay as the men. The men got paid a lot more.
Even with the pay disparity, May was making her own money for the very first time.
I liked everything, and everything seemed to like me. It fit me well. And just was the role that just became natural, it seemed to me, at least it did.
But after the war, when the men came home,
they were taking their jobs back, which they deserved. But now there was no place for women. Women were going back to making beds and doing dishes. I mean, that's not very creative. And once we've been out in that working world and realized how capable we are, that's not very challenging to go back into the, like I said, the kitchen.
May got married, became a mother, and stayed home for years raising her children before eventually deciding to go back to work. And it wasn't until decades after that that she looked back and got angry.
The men came home to parades flying flags, and Rosie came home with the pink slip. It just wasn't fair that they didn't recognize what the women did during World War II. We weren't in the trenches, but we built everything that our fighting men needed. And I thought they should at least give us credit for what we did.
So May got to work. She began a letter writing campaign in the early 1980s.
The more I thought about it, the more I wrote letters. Every decade, I'd get a little more determined.
Other Rosies joined in, and by the 2000s, their request got traction. The Rosies began doing speaking engagements and making appearances. In 2017, Congress passed a resolution marking May's birthday, March 21st, National Rosie the Riveter Day. But it took a few more years to convince Congress to award Rosie the Riveters the Congressional Medal of Honor.
To me, it's not a surprise that it's taken 79 years. And why should it take May Cryer 35 years or so to get this medal? Well, she's lobbying men.
My name is Gregory S. Cook. I'm the director of the documentary Invisible Warriors, African American Women in World War II.
Washington, capital of the United States, now the focal point of the free world tomorrow.
The interesting thing about World War II, going into the military and working in the federal government, it was really the first time in mass where black and whites were paid the same thing. So if you were a sergeant in the Army, you got paid the same thing as black, white, whatever.
Gregory Cook is a World War II historian. He says pay disparity showed up as unequal pay for women and racial discrimination and promotion and advancement for people of color. But even with the inequities, he believes the money made during the war empowered women of all races and expanded the black middle class.
They made more money than they had ever hoped to make as black people. And you had rationing during the war, so you bring home a good paycheck, but there's nothing to buy. So there's all this saving.
America would never be the same.
America. The money changed your mindset because you made almost double. So I never went back to housework.
It changed your life.
Altogether.
That's the voice of Ruth Wilson. At 102 years young, she still remembers taking a job at the Philadelphia Navy Yard 80 years ago. At the time, she was 22, married, and the mother of two young daughters.
I was a sheet metalist. We put in the bulkheads, which is the walls of the ship. You work with a mechanic.
Ruth helped to build the aircraft carrier USS Valley Forge. She showed me a photo of the finished product.
That's part of the ship that I worked on. That was something.
When it was going on, did you know that what you were doing was important?
I didn't think it was that important because, you know, everybody was at war.
Ruth was one of the 600,000 African-American women who came out of the kitchens and sharecropper fields to take on more technical and sometimes skilled work. But many of them had no idea that they, too, were Rosie the Riveters.
I never heard the word Rosie in my get around.
Ruth didn't find out that the work she did was important until 14 years ago. That's when Gregory Cook found her while researching for his documentary.
I know he's pushed them other ladies, but he has really pushed me. He said, I'm going to make you famous, and he has.
Ruth is prominently featured in Invisible Warriors. She's also the inspiration for Victory. It's a poster showcasing a mature African-American Rosie the Riveter, an 80-plus-year-old, gray-haired, yet defiant Ruth Wilson, holding up a fist with the words, "We did it," emblazoned across the bottom of the image.
That is you.
That's me.
When you see that, what goes through your mind?
I get a little chills, like.
Dream a little dream of me.
While Ruth Wilson is kind of famous, at this point, May Cryer is probably the most famous of all the Rosies, and she's easily spotted with her perfectly coiffed white hair, red bandana with white polka dots, and red lipstick smile. She is an icon, and today, she'll stand alongside 30 other Rosies to finally accept their due.
Oh no, I'm just so proud. I'm just so proud to be one of them. I'm just one of the millions of Rosies. And I said, thank God I've had good health and been able to go out there and fight for our rights.